Boom, 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 Good day to have an off-the-grid gym. Fun fact, do not drive when it's raining. Also, these Titan Fitness independent standing thingies, pretty good. Bought it online, just bought it via PayPal's. And yeah, pretty sturdy, sturdy enough. Ain't gonna fall over, I think. When in doubt, just buy it. Yeah, actually certainly the Rogue Fitness stuff will probably be better, but I'm addicted to free shipping, right? So, there's some good off-the-grid workouts on a rainy day. So, we got the sandbag. I think what I like about the sandbag is you drop it, you dorp it, and you know, make no noise. Also rainy days like this, get the La Sportiva boots, all Gore-Tex everything, baby, merino wool. My friend Chris gave me this All Saints merino wool long neck, merino wool leggings, Rue Rimon licensed train shorts. Seems pretty okay. Yeah, I think one of the most important things to consider is that fortunately we humans are waterproof. And to quote my friend Matthias, shout out to our friends in Sweden, Umeå, no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. I kind of like that philosophy because, like, you can't change the weather, but you could use your monies to buy the $1,000 Canada Goose jackets. Pro tip for a very good solution, get like a military spec Gore-Tex jacket. This seems like the best deal. I got my brother-in-law, Khan, his served in Afghanistan, I think. He has like this like $2,000 real Gore-Tex cold weather parka, military spec. Zero rain goes through it. I had it since Providence days. Even the snow, rain, doesn't matter. And the reason why we should trust the military gears is you have soldiers in the battleground, you want them to have the best of the best. Yeah, you're gonna give them the best of the best. Texas Power Squat Bars. Just get the what Kirkland Costco, what's it called? Auto wipe thingies, the microfiber cloths. Seems like they're pretty good. Okay. So. Just POV it. The bit of buffer is a okay, ski mask over my face. Keep your exercise area clean. Let's put this over here for now. When in doubt, clean it up. This is the real life grip training, guys. Looks like this is surprisingly stable. Stable, but makes me feel a little uneasy. Happy New Year's! Hopefully you dodge the rain. Hopefully you dodge the rain. I like your outfit. Why is it that in modern day society, toes are seen as so weird? Let's make toes cool again, guys. Keep the bottom toes. Change weather, but you could buy better clues. Came from the mud. Just put a hood on Jet. Just put a hood on Mutt. Well, look at me, got a 10, even during the winter time. Ultimate flex. So the funny thing with the deadlift, if you want to do a really good deadlift, hopefully you would have no shins. That's why the trap bar makes sense. It's like how to do a deadlift without shins. Weightlifting toys are the best toys. Anything that promotes muscular growth is good. What is the logic of starting and opening up your own home gym? I suppose the logic is that you don't have to drive, find parking, deal with some annoying people at the gym. I think actually I love going to the gym, gym culture. But the issue is, maybe it's the issue of myself. Get too distracted by random peoples. And also, just hear so much nonsense at the gym. Lifting weights at home is the ultimate way to zen out. Home zen gym concept. My deadlift walk is a good innovation. Why do the deadlift walk? Ultimate for functional fitness. Oh, cut you, sucker. Red is the color of blood and fear. Twenty bands. Walk it down. Addicted to my Texas Power squat bar. 55 pounds. USA, USA. Okay. Yeah, so my thought is maybe the, pun intended, barbell approach is have the good equipment made from have the good weightlifting equipment, the barbell made in America, Texas Power squat bar, whatevs, and for the racks and the weights or whatevs, just about the China stuff. Barbell between American and Chinese products, not one, all or the others. When shit hits the fan, you don't need no socks. Barefoot is the best foot, because you get maximum traction with the floors. Okay. You don't want to fuck around. Walking it up and re-racking it seems like a good activity. It's Air Kim on steroids. Nope. Steroids are for losers. Actually, the best way to know if someone's on the juice or not is if they're like always hot and sweaty, bald. Don't trust the baldy guys, because I guess the testosterone is because you to lose the hair follicles or something. So anybody who looks like they're having premature hair loss or baldiness, even LeBron James, maybe they're on something. Even Kobe Bryant, like think about like all the basketball stars, right? Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, LeBron James, like why are they all losing hair? Yeah, not good. Not good, not good. The Rock. It's different variations. Put your legs in between. Lift up. Or just get under the bar. Legs spread. Then do that again. didn't. More fire coming soon.